This is the morning shift.
I've been wanting to say that. Shift Nation, shifters, it is honestly, it's such a good day for us today. We don't do a lot of interviews because we want to, but we struggle to kind of tee them up. So when they do happen, and it is something that we actually, people we want to talk to, it's an amazing day. Our guests today are none other than Swidit. Homai te pakipaki for Swidit. We have Spike and Emma in the studio right now. Toko usos.
Morena, morena.
Welcome.
I'm not going to like that rolled off your tongue. Like,
that shook me.
You've been training. Pause. You've been training.
How are we, brothers? It's great to have you guys in here this morning. Obviously, there's a whole bunch going on with this month for music, but how are you boys outside? Because there's a whole bunch we need to talk about. Actually, for everybody who doesn't know, I'm going with assumed knowledge, because obviously Jordan and I, Mark, we're big fans of you guys, have been for a long time, but for anybody who doesn't know about you boys, for everybody who doesn't know about Swidit, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow. This guy's our walking biography.
Nah, we're just some kids from Onehunga. It's Onehunga 312.
Baby.
All day.
Yes, hey, sir. Man.
And, yeah.
Yeah, just, we pretty much just grew up on the kind of same block, intersecting streets, Church Street and Alpha Street. Yeah, just always had a passion for music. This guy's older brother was in a group called Arius, who was signed to Dawn Raid back in the days. Mm. So he kind of had exposure to, like, you know, the Decons, all of that at his crib. He sort of got put onto the game in terms of how to make beats, how to rap and that kind of stuff. And we were just little followers, like, you know, just doing regular type kid shit, playing sports and all that. This guy was making beats and I guess hanging out with him, you know, sort of rubbed off on us, pause, and then we just started.
Rubbing off is crazy.
I know it's hard to kind of start with, hey boys, who are you guys? So, like, definitely what they're saying, and I guess if you're listening to this, your international audience, or you're not quite aware of music down here, these guys, I would say our generations, me personally, I think they're our best rappers, they're our best artists from our gen. And it's just such a privilege to have you guys in studio. A lot of people don't know, but I remember you guys. We went to the same school. We were in the same year.
Facts.
And, like, I always tell people.
You guys are at the same school?
They didn't ask.
Yeah.
Yes, my guy.
he bounced though. He ditched us.
What was Jordan like at school? Like, let's start there.
No, let's go there.
It was funny. It was funny.
Class
we were in the same maths class.
Jeez.
Yeah. I feel like Jordan, you know, he always had that, like, main character syndrome.
Still does.
Like, he was always destined for great things.
Facts.
And here we are.
Oh, my gosh. You know why I struggled that? Because, like, I definitely feel like, and this is what I'll put back on you guys, I definitely felt like in my formative years, like, I was trying to figure it out. You know what I mean? I was trying to figure it out, like, who am I? What am I? What am I into? But I tell people when I say that, because they don't actually ask, I like to tell them. Like, you guys, I felt like there was already a sense of, like, the essence of, like, even what you are now and was there from so young. Like, you guys were so cool without trying to be cool. Mm. I never really felt like it was, like, you can't sit with us. It was just more like, this is us. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I remember even, like, the other, you know, I remember Grayson and Cody and different dudes, but, like, they were like the first to have the, like, little MP3.
Oh, I believe it.
Bluetooth ones that only fitted like 26 songs from Countdown You Could Buy. And I always felt like they were just, you were already into music. You were already well thought out. Like, I felt like you understood culture, and maybe it was like the influences from, you know, music, Amon, like you having the cons and that around, like, what was that like kind of being immersed in iconic rap and music artists from New Zealand from a young age? Like, what did it kind of teach you?
I think, I mean, that taught me that there was something, it was almost like a message. I guess it was like the universe saying, "Oh, this is you. This is you right here, like right in the next room, up next to my bedroom." So they were all making music in there, like my brothers and, like, you know, Arius and some other artists like Decons and stuff like that. They would have been in the room next to me. And then I would be in my room like, man, what's going on in there? Like, sounds like a party. Like, it sounds like, you know, like, something's happening in there. And then when they would leave, I'll sneak in there and then I'll see like turntables and like beat machines and or just endless, endless of like refill paper with like, you know, just verses written on it, crossed out, you know, screwed up and
would
stuff like
that. Would
you read them? Yeah. I couldn't read most of it because, you know, the hand style, like the tagging kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And I was just a kid like, man, what? It was all like in code, like almost, you know, and I had to figure it out myself. And then I think one day I was just like, man, I want to give this a go. I want to like try write something. And I thought it was cool. Like, I thought it was so cool, like rhyming words, you know.
Yo.
And then I felt like I was more curious about it and I just wanted to keep learning and learning. And then that's how I figured out, man, this is my passion. And yeah, and then so I took it with me everywhere I went and went to school, met this dude. Bro, I took my beats and I was playing them in the library. And this dude came up to me. Right, he came up and he was like, I think he was doing a school talent. Maybe you're going to do a rap in front of the...
See, that's main character. How was that? That's main character.
He was like, bro, can you make me a beat?
That's main character
make me a
right
beat?
There.
Like 50 Cent. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll try. And then, yeah, after that, just this dude just kept coming over and like we used to vibe out and... My room, pause.
See, I'm not gonna lie. I remember before me and him like linked up, pause. I used to walk past his crib because it was on the way to the dairy.
Yeah.
And there was times I walked past and like my record and shit is outside, like, you know, just having a
thug. That's dope.
And like at that time, Thorn Raid was like,
it was
you
up
know,
there.
The pinnacle. And I just remember, like, oh fuck, that's my record. And I was like, you know, he lives there, and I'll see this guy on a step with his brothers and that, and it was crazy when we just linked, crossed paths and that, and then sort of been exposed to that myself in terms of music. Do you guys know like the MPC?
Yeah.
It's like that old like beat pad thing.
Yes.
I remember this guy used to have it at his house and stuff like that, and I'd be like, what's that, bro? You know, back in those days, because you got to kind of think like, you know, Dawn Raid, Nisha Mystic, Scribe and that, they were kind of like, I know there's OGs before them, but for me, that's when I really was like, damn, we got talent here, like, you know what I mean? I'm listening. I'm into this music. It was like, there wasn't really like a blueprint or a pathway for me, it felt like, in the music space until they came out.
100%.
Because like, you know, growing up, it's like, you want to be an All Black, you know, you want to play for the Warriors, you want to play for the Kiwis and that. It's like, we've already seen people in our community, they've already like, you know, taken that path and it's kind of like, there's a blueprint there. Oh yeah, this is what I got to do. To follow in those footsteps, perform music, there was nothing.
100%.
So it was kind of like, this guy had a little bit of a, you know, insight into a path there, and then sort of just like us being, you know, homies with him, we got exposed to that too. And I was like, all right, this is how we gotta, you know, sort of navigate moving forward.
I think that's what I appreciate about your guys' music so much, and I'm not even saying you were trying to necessarily continue that on, but I think in a natural way you did, because, you know, when we talk about Scribe, Decepticons, Nisha Mystic, Homebrew, D-Dot, like, those are some of my favorite years of music. But what I love is that they were able to interpret lingo and language that we understood, and they had it popping. It was vibing.
It was in the pocket.
And nice. I feel like you guys, your production level, content, bars, you've been able to tell our story in a cool way too and have us vibing on something. Was that something you always wanted to kind of continue on? Or did it just feel like a natural progression for you?
I felt like that wasn't, it wasn't like premeditated or nothing. Mm-hmm. It was kind of just like, you know, to be honest, like as, you know, young males, you know, we don't know how to express ourselves. Mm. We never been taught that. It wasn't role model to us. And I felt like for me, in writing raps, it was real therapeutic. Like, it's not therapy, obviously, you know, that's different, but it was therapeutic for me in terms of expressing myself in a way that I couldn't do it to someone else. And, just naturally, I guess, social commentary, I feel like that's, you know, it's kind of our thing, just touching on what we, you know, what we've experienced, what we see in the hood, things that we're into. Yeah, it's just like, I feel like when you're a fan of something so much, you just digest everything in that culture.
What was a powerful song for you growing up, or social commentary that, bro, you felt from an artist that was like, man, I want to be able to do that one day?
Nah, bro, yeah. Tupac all day. Like, I know these guys clown me sometimes. They're like, oh, Tupac, you know, like,
Tupac.
But like, real talk, man, like, that was the first time that I connected to, you know, someone through music who I didn't know, never met, his story, where he comes from, totally different to where I come from. Yet there was like a common like space
understanding,
where,
rhythm.
Where you could kind of understand of like growth, you know, going through ups and downs. Like it wasn't always pretty, and I respected the raw emotion that he, you know, he displayed in his music, whether it was showing him in a good light or a negative, you know. And for me, it's just, that's like human music, eh?
What about you talk about how it was therapeutic to find, you know, to get your, you know, to get your feelings out and been able to express it in your art. Have you, and in the same way you just described what Tupac made you feel, have you had the feedback about how your music, you know, and how your storytelling has made others feel, like especially within the community? Because I find with what we're doing with this podcast, it's crazy how many people will message you and just say, you know, oh man, the way you said that, or this has made me think this, or this has changed our relationship. Do you guys get any feedback when it comes to your music?
I've had like some solid experiences like that. Man, just going to the night market or something, and someone's just like, someone bumps into you like, oh man, you know, this is my favorite song. Like, it changed my life. You know, I was going through a hard time, and it kind of like, you kind of see yourself in a different light, because that's not something you think about every day. Like, I don't wake up every day thinking I'm gonna change someone's life today, because it's like a selfish thing, you know. Like, I'm making this music to please myself, to, you know, do all of that. But like, when someone explains to you how much you've affected their life, it's kind of like you have a perspective of their perspective, and then you look at yourself in like a 3D kind of light.
Yeah,
quite moving. Yeah,
and I think it's cool because for me, I grew up on the East Coast. I would listen to Tupac and Biggie. That like that was my thing. But it also, I came from a Pākehā family with you know, and I was brought up really really well, and they listened to country music, and so it was this combo. But here was me being rebellious. But in all honesty, like what you guys create and what you've created to me is like a proud representation on a world stage. And I'd encourage any world listeners who are listening right now, listen to Swit It, and that is a perfect example of what New Zealand hip-hop is all about, and especially our culture.
Solid, man. Appreciate
that. But without a doubt, and just off the back of that, so when you guys came in, because I remember when I listened for the first time, and it was like you just smacked us in the face. It was with Conker, who run it. It was there, and we couldn't miss it. Did you guys know what you were doing at the time? Like, it was, I mean. Yeah, like, no from way. 3-1-2, like, everything was just right there. Then you're at, I can vividly remember the music awards. Like, you guys were up on stage. Like, I can remember that. But in that time, you guys don't, it was just happening for you? Or you were like, no, this is our statement. We're here to stay.
I feel like in that particular, like, we've been making music before that. But I feel like everything just aligned at that particular time.
I felt like we needed it too, as consumers.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I don't know what it was, but there was something.
There was
missing.
Giving us nothing.
Bro, that
it was so hard.
That was the David.
Top of Lola with the bomb, and nobody stopping it. I was like, oh,
we about to cover it, bro. I was in there doing Ric Flairs. I was slapping people for no reason. But it was so necessary for us as consumers at the time. I wonder if you guys even, maybe you do, but I think. For us, one thing you'll never experience is us watching you guys on stage.
Yeah.
It is an incredible experience to watch you boys on stage, because I can just tell you guys are free. You're not thinking about anything up there, but it is, as fans, it is the best. But I always wondered at that time, did you guys know what you were doing?
No way. It was just, back then it was just like, we were just creating, man. No expectation, no sort of like feel of like, we need to make a hit. We need something for radio. We're just expressing ourselves like just freely, and it was just coming out. It was just translating like that. That was a crazy time. I do feel like there's like a number of factors too, in terms of, we had, you know, Andy Manane, he was in the picture, and it sort of was the first time where someone outside of our group or our friend circle was kind of giving us game or sort of guiding us.
Yeah.
And so we could just totally be free in terms of the creative, and then it was just like, someone in the back end just like pause, sorting everything and organizing everything, you know what I mean? And that was a crazy time, eh? That was all new. Like, that was that was a crazy time for us.
And like, going back to like making those kind of songs too, it's like, you don't realize it at the time. And that it could be a room like this, and we could have made like a Conker like song. And it's crazy up in here. We're not even thinking what the reaction's gonna be, because we're in that moment, and that moment is just about having fun, all the energy in there. And then once it's like, I guess once we're happy with it, then, and it's out, and it's everyone else's now. It's not just ours, and then everyone can share that, you know, energy that went into the song.
100. Like, can we just quickly talk about that Conker song, like the DBZ, like Dragon Ball Z sample, like how did that come about? Like,
oh, bro, that was solid. Eh? Like, we're at
we went to an Airbnb for a week, just to create, just us isolated, vibing. Yeah. It was during the time when that episode had aired.
Yeah.
And so, I think it was Mal.
Mal.
Jamal originally, he cut the beat up and all that, but just wasn't slapping, you know, how we knew it could slap, pause. And then Smoke came in.
Smoke came in. We had a counter going.
Pause, wasn't it? Smoke came in, and then, he pretty much just, like, put it together, and it was just like, bang, I don't know. I think it was me and Smoke vibing. I don't know what these dudes were doing at the time, but it was late, and then it was just like, they're mad at the confidence. Yeah.
You said, yeah, but like, yeah. That
was on the couch. How fast did that line come?
Yeah. Like, that was fast. Like, honestly, I wrote. Hey, yo.
Did that hook kind of write? Was it?
Nah, it just, that all came together real quick, eh? We're just like, even the hook, the verse, it's like, bam, half an hour pretty much.
Yeah.
Got that done. And then, these dudes vibed and did it. But it was just like a, It's hard to explain, bro, when you're in that flow state, it's just like things are just, you know, appearing at the right time, and you're not thinking too much, and it's just like, bam, bam, bam. That's my favorite, state to be in creating, because, some of the best music we've ever made has been in that state where it's like not sitting on a verse for weeks.
What's your favorite bar? Because that's legendary. They mad at the confidence. We some young Palinesians. That was
even allowed to ask rappers what their favorite bar is? Sorry, we don't know.
Yeah, it's like your favorite kid. Is it the same? Who's your favorite?
You don't have to answer that, but
I don't really know. Hey, I never really thought about it, to be honest.
What's your guys' favorite bar? If you know any, I don't want to put you guys on the spot or anything, but like, if you can think of any off the top.
Honestly, like, I've been talking about Conker, but I felt like that was like spiritual for me.
Yeah.
Like, even like getting young, it's like the littlest words. We some young Polynesians.
Yeah,
that brings like, that kind of felt like that's our moment now. Like, because that's how we feel. And like the OGs did what they did and they gave us that music. But I felt like it was kind of like, well, what are we doing? What are we up to? And even the references to like Pacific Islanders, stuff. Like, and I feel like that's so the amazing thing about this duo is like, I always feel, you know, you always come in and you punch Spike, and then I'm like, I don't know if that can be top. And then Amon, you come in, you have a completely different way of punching and like and saying what you say, and it's just like, it's just incredible. And I know that we're gonna talk about new music, and that's why we're kind of on the show. But I don't know if we were really allowed to reveal all the plays, but like, it is New Zealand Music Month today. Is that still a thing or?
To be honest, like, I feel like, you know, me as an artist and a fan, New Zealand Music Month is, I feel like there's not that much investment into it.
Mm.
It's kind of tokenistic now. And for us, it was kind of like, we've got all this music that we've been creating, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years. And it was like, you get a bit precious about it. And I guess you get into this sort of the space where you sort of become perfectionist, and nothing is ever hitting, you know, your expectation of what it should sound like or what it should be. And it's fire. Mind you, it's fire. It's just us. And so I guess, you know, we're just kind of like, man, it's been too long. We've got all this music. We need to put it out. And then it was like New Zealand Music Month was coming up, and I was like, man, why don't we rebrand it as Sweater Music Month?
Come on now.
You know what I mean? Sweater Music Month.
I'm here for it.
We're kind of, and we do that a lot, eh? Yeah. We like to take things and just make it our own. Any flyer we're on, we're like, oh no, change the font of our name to like our own logo. Like stuff like that.
We have to, bro.
You know?
Like all the like festival lineups, you know what I mean? It's all the same font. Nah. Get Bryson to edit our logo.
Bryson,
the
goat, bro.
It's some narcissistic stuff, but you know, we got to stand out, eh? It was just kind of like, for us, you know, there's so many different formulas and ways of, you know, delivering music to the fans. real cookie cutter type stuff. You know, they put up the artwork with the date. Maybe they put up a
even
a
little, we know the rollout now.
Yeah, yeah, facts, bro. Yeah. Like even like they put up like a snippet of the video. This many comments and we'll drop it. It's like, Toko, you're going to drop it anyway. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's part of that fan engagement type thing. But I feel like considering the time we're in, you know, it's a real TikTok generation. Everything is like going to like short format. Even songs have shortened, eh? No more third verses. We'll just like, this would sort of fit in, sit in that space perfectly for modern day, you know, consumption of content.
100%.
Where we just so yeah, basically we're just gonna drop a song every second day. There's gonna be music videos. There's gonna be
for the whole month.
For the whole month.
You got music videos for everyone?
Woo-wee.
Hey, hey, hey. Maybe
for the music month.
But we've been active, like yeah, it's just gonna oh, you go, bro.
No, I love that because I do want to keep talking about this, but I do want to play out a song.
We playing out a song
because this is the show. I want to play out the whole song. So
all right.
Are
we playing the song out?
Yeah, we're playing. We got.
I ain't heard of it, fam.
To the morning shift and not get the exclusive. So this song is called Swish. We're not cutting it short. We're gonna enjoy it. Let's sit in the moment. This is unreleased music from Swidit. First time you're ever gonna hear it, right here.
Ooh, baby. About to run the summer. Me and all my Usos about to hit a jumper like Swish. Oh yeah, me basketball. I'm ready. Like Swish, like, yeah, like Epinella Vella, Thoka Turnies, represent a Helen Keller. They can see me, you can bet they never listen. When it's a bitch, you will lift the trophies like a repetition. I get chased off the quotes. Put my ducks on a yacht at the dock. Shine that stretch off the boat. Moving forward, man, these AMCs can get A severely. I'm an all black, like a parent support on my neighborhood. Through the threes up, like they name for clearing. Six, 3 times, that's my lineage. My hustle, muzzle, opinions. When your pavilion seating is limited, my golden pin pinning me millions. I've used what a time that we live in it. My pen don't discriminate. Everything food on the dinner plate, pasta, cheddar, or bread. See what the fuck is the death? The supper I cut from is red. Yeah. They play your musical chairs, cause sit in the stone I live there. Yeah. It's an eclipse, the way that I'm blocking it shine. You know, I throw the tees up like a load of laundry on your granny. What's your line? I work when they sleep. My driver's a mess like a Mercedes fleet. Complain to the words that I speak. These words never cheap. See, that's a whole lot of market.
Yeah. Summertime Tyson. 312 Tyson. Babyface Tyson. Feel me? Feel me? Huh?
I'm the weatherman for the Swidit gang. All we do is shine. Ain't no iron team, so that means what's yours is mine. I hear my name calling, baby, hold the line. It ain't about the destination, it's about the climb. They only loyal if it's trending. They watch us every season, this ain't Netflix. I don't care about your homies. If rappers diss, it's holy ghost. They try to spread the rumors, they can turn the toast.
Description of how you'd like to see yourself. Start to read it and read it every day. Carry it around and keep reading it. The one point that all the great teachers all down through history have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about. Now it may be fantasy at first,
but you
it might
game
even
two.
Appear to us as being a lie. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it.
Wow!
What's up? Take me to church, man!
Shout out to A-Girl.
We're back to full purple sun.
Oh, my days.
Don't do that.
Oh, my days.
Don't do that.
Oh, my days.
Nah. My love, it runs deep. My feet put the pants on me.
Down here, babe. They can see the
way I think about it. Mine's not safe inside.
Damn.
Corner caught at the gut.
We be on that if you know then you know. What's the girl? I got love for my birds. Got no time for these hoes. I do the most for my city, for my town. Do the most for my people that's color brown. You can't outshine what's homegrown. It's time we stand up. And in my hometown, I was the standout. Only moldy girl on the block. I stay fresh with what I rock. Never ask for what I got. It's just the hand that I was given. Over here, we in the war with our own people. We forgotten our tradition. We forget that we're all equal. Born and bred in the land of the green and gold. It's been the only home we know, but we get picked on and called out for being too plastic. Ain't that a bitch? Now get kicked down. Impact's massive. Free the gang, free our people while we're at it. Free our mind. It's about perspective, more effective when we storm the world combined. This is it. This is history in the making. All we gotta do is make it. The trophy's right there, and all we gotta do is take it. Yo. It's why I gotta stay on the go. Capricorn, they call it the goat. We be on that if you know that you know. What's the goat? I got love for my birds. You can call me your heart. You can call me deepest.
Come on.
My love, I want you to be here. You can call
me your heart. Fade in,
fam. We done got full songs back. On the new music.
I've never felt more uncool. Like, listening to seeing how cool you guys are, it's just you guys are the dopest thing going around, bro. That's incredible.
What, that song get over 3 minutes 30, 40? Surely.
I think it's like 5 minutes.
Come on. Come on, baby. 5 minute song.
Shout out to the sister who's...
A-Girl.
A-Girl.
From out of Sydney, That was... She's a dope artist. She's crazy.
You guys flipped it up there at the end, too. Why now is what I'm thinking, because you guys moved to the beat of your own drum. And that's one thing that's incredible. You don't oversaturate the market. It always feels like when we're ready, when we think the product is good. But you could have done this next year. You could have done this at a different time. Why right now?
I feel like, I just feel like there's no better time than now. You know, we've been saying next year. We've been doing all that. You know what I mean? This was a kind of a moment where we had to check ourselves and be like, nah, just run it. Put it out there. You know what I mean? And, you know, in terms of our creative process, like, we back our art. Like, we're not, like, in there trying to create something for radio. We're just making good music. We're making what we're into, what we love. And if you love it, you love it. If you don't, you don't. But, you know, there's a bit of, like, across all the songs that we're about to drop, there's something for everyone. 100%.
That song, like, it just feels good. The production, you know, the content, where you're going with it. The
switch up.
It's still music just buzzes me out at the moment a little bit, and I'm only like 33. We're probably all getting to that age, but I feel like an old head already.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, what the heck's going on? But it's so nice to hear you guys just talk about, you know, it's what feels good. What are some of the content matter we can expect on these songs rolling out for this month?
I feel like there's like, you know, confidence, bravado.
Why do you think it's important to talk about confidence for us?
I feel like
interesting topic for Polly.
I feel like for our people, you know, humility is a real big thing, and there's a place for it. Of course, there's a place for it, but I feel like, in terms of trying to excel beyond the status quo or doing beyond what those around you are doing, sometimes it can hinder us. It can hinder the way in we receive affirmations, compliments. It can hinder the way in we view ourselves. And I feel like for us, it was like important for us. Like, I know some people, they might be like, oh, these dudes are cocky, they think they're all that. But it's really like, we're just backing ourselves. We're proud of ourselves. We're confident in our ability to deliver, you know, our God-given gifts. And it's like, the fact for people to you know, sort of shun us for that, it's kind of just reflective of where they're sitting, you know what
exactly.
I mean? And I just kind of like, we just wanted to normalize it. Like if you know us, we're not like
100%, 100%
out the gate cocky all the time on nothing. Yeah. We're just regular regular dudes, you know, from Onehunga. But yeah, it's just important to, I felt like it was important to sort of cement that out there. And I feel like we did. I'm not going to lie. I feel like we did.
Like, man, I just
feel like I rubbed off.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. Straight up, I'm just tired of hearing this same old, like, these are cocky. Like, I'm tired of hearing people like shorten or put a limit to how great you can be as a person for anybody. Like, imagine trying to be the best at what you can do, but there's always like a group of people who are like, oh yeah, nah, that's all right. 100. Like, that's cool, but you're not going to go far, or you're not going to do this. Like, always trying to put a limit on you when really it's just themselves. Like, I say this to myself all the time. Life ain't a bitch. Life is a mirror. Because it's just a reflection of who you are. And then you're out here just like putting all that energy on people trying to be great. Like we're just trying to spread, positive
vibes,
messages to people who feel that way. Like, feel like they can't be as great as they can be because of their economy of friendships around them, their group.
Such a good word, economy. right. That's where you're valued.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the people around you are probably not good role models for you to be around, and you're taking on their energy, that kind of mindset that they're putting on you, and then you're going on like on social media or whatever, leaving negative comments only because your mates are telling you that you can't do that, and now you're on someone else's thing going, that sucks. So we're just trying to be the best versions that we can be. Just so someone out there is like, damn, I want to be the best version of myself when they hear our music or see us out in public or whatever.
100%. See, just to carry on from what you're saying, our sports are competitive, eh? Mm. Like, if you're a fan of the NBA, the NFL, all of that, it's like each player, like in those teams, they're backing themselves I'm the best in the world. You can't see me.
And we love it.
We love that, you know what I mean? And in our sports, it's not so much everyone's humble, you killed us. Like, full credit to the boys.
Jack.
Full credit to the team and all that kind of stuff. But one person that I always see who has that energy is Rico Ioane. And I see it enough, bro. I'm like, it makes me happy, bro, when I see him do that. And then the Herald straight away,
And he stands on that, too.
They're tearing him down for 100%. Doing that. And I'm like, bro, that's the sport, man. I just feel like, man, don't worry about what everyone else says. Don't worry about all the noise. Just back yourself. Mm. If it makes you happy and it's not hurting anyone else, go hundies on it.
I think about it all the time, bro. Like, and I don't know. This is what someone needs to do their masters on or something. Like, can someone give us some gems on like why that is? Like, why psychology do we really struggle to show up for ourselves or to be seen or like to put ourselves out there? Because the example you just used, we love it in American sports, we love it in other cultures. 100. We prop it up and we gas it up. We bid on it. Put it on our screensaver. We allow it to give us inspiration. But in this context, when we see, and I don't know if is it that we're more village people, is it, but stuff for that, you know what I mean? Like it. I don't know where I'm even going with this, but I do wonder, why is it? I guess it's for people like you to create the art, right? It's for people to you that have the confidence that can take the hits and say, that's cool. We're still gonna have this to say. What else can we expect on the album? Other content.
Vulnerability. Mm. Always got to put that in there, eh? Especially for our people, eh? Okay. Our males out here.
Can I just
suicide rates, like all of that stuff,
100. Can I ask you about that? Like, because I feel like vulnerability is like, it's not a concept. I feel like it's a new concept. Like, I remember growing up, I didn't really feel like I heard it. Now it almost feels like a buzzword.
Facts.
For you guys specifically, like what do you think vulnerability is? Like, what makes you guys vulnerable? And how do you know when, because I feel like a lot of people know what it sounds like, know how to get it out there, but it might not necessarily be that.
To me, it just feels like safe to be, to express your emotions and how you feel with people around you. Like, sometimes I'll say how I feel around strangers, but I don't even care. Cause it's just like,
it
makes me feel good to acknowledge how I feel.
Mm. I feel like sometimes everybody's almost got like a filter on, eh? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, in real life, and I feel like IG filter, but I feel... It's anything that yourself would deem to be sort of weak. I feel like that's sort of being vulnerable. Mm. Being able to be your true, authentic self and express your emotions in all its rawness felt a fear of any, you know, judgment or ridicule. And I feel like it's empowering, you know what I mean? Like, I remember my dog, he passed recently. It was the first time having a pet, you know, and it was the first time having a pet, and it was like he was sick. He was old. He lives to be 16. Like, that's ancient in dog years. But he was, like, sickly, and, you know, we took him to the vet and all that, and it was kind of like, oh, he's quite old. We don't know what's wrong. It's going to cost thousands of dollars to assess him. And then we can see it. And then, so we're just kind of like, nah, let's just, we'll get him euthanized because he was in pain. So that night, you know, we slept with him in the lounge. It was just, honestly, it was straight like Butu styles, eh? Like Tongan styles, bro. Like all in the lounge sleeping with him. And then moments before the lady came to euthanize him, it was like, boom. And like, you know, me, I'm still navigating my own vulnerabilities, you know what I mean, in a public setting.
Totally.
And, bro, I just started crying, eh? And because, like, my kids were present, I felt they can't see me cry. I'm the, you know, I'm the dad. I'm the, you know, the man, the head of the family sort of situation. And I was like, damn. And I left the room. And then in that moment, like, I was crying. Like, I haven't cried like that since my grandma passed. And I was 14. Because I didn't expect to feel that way about a dog, but it's because I was never really, like, a pet person.
Mm.
And then I just, you know, you realize that they're just a part of the family as much as a human is, you know what I mean? And so I remember being in the room, like, trying to, like, you know, rub my eyes, sort of, you know, regather composure.
Yeah.
That sort of situation. And then I thought to myself, like, you know, I remember back to when my grandma passed, and I remember my uncle having a convo with me at the hospital. And he was like, you know, I've never cried in my life, even when your grandfather passed. And he's like, and even though, you know, Nena passed now, you know, I still won't cry. And I was like, this is like 2 a.m. Why are you telling me? Like, it's like also, there was no sort of thing to prompt that conversation. And I was like, why is he telling me that? And I could tell he was just trying to like strengthen himself in that moment by sort of projecting it onto me. And so I sort of felt like, damn, I got to carry myself like that. My uncle never cried. I looked up to him. He's a role model to me. I love him. That's how you do it. And that popped up in my head in that moment when I was crying in the room, and then I was like, nah, I'm going to cry. I'm going to just let the kids see, you know, see me in that state, to see that they're vulnerable like that, to see that their dad actually cared about something, someone so much that he got into that space, you know? And then
That's okay.
My toxic masculinity kicked in again. I did go out there and I was still, I was crying in that, but I had my looks on. Hey, I was like, hey, I'm not all the way
there. But I'm kind of here.
Are we getting somewhere?
Yeah. The growth ain't all the way there yet, but hey, they can see me crying, they can see the tears coming up, but the looks is on. You know,
I'm still with
you.
I'm crying, but it looks hard.
It was a buzzy thing for me, because I was like, you know, that's your family and that, and I was like, felt protective of my, you know, their perception of me, yeah, and I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
And
I
love the looks chat too, because I feel like we need to be careful, and the point isn't to only be vulnerable all the time.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we also need to honor the fact that sometimes you don't let that tear drop because you got to carry on, you know? Like, I feel like sometimes we've kind of demonized men for struggling it off a little bit, but in the right moment, that's when vulnerability is magic. It's so powerful, it's transcending. That's why I love that chat, because you know, we could they could see the stream, but they don't need to see the eyes.
facts
like, you know.
I cracked up when I was thinking back to it. I was like, that man put his looks on.
How has that changed music, like, for you guys? Because obviously when you're young, and it wasn't even really that long ago, it's 8 years ago, but obviously time changed, kids change, you're a little bit older now. How do you guys navigate these new waters with the art that Jordan was talking about, the art that you guys have, the God-given gift that you guys have as musicians? But time's changed, so the music's obviously going to be a little different, right?
Yeah. I feel like it's just natural, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, we speak on our life experiences and what's going on with us, and it's reflected in the music. I feel like that's part of being a musician, is like the growth, the pitfalls, the rises, the highs, the lows. You know, sometimes you get some artists that's still rapping about the same thing they were rapping about like 20 years ago. And you know, because we live in a space where everyone's like,
it's quick.
And everyone's being like authentic and, you know, like being real and authentic is such a big thing in society now.
Totally.
All the facades, all the, you know, smoke and mirrors stuff, that's out the window now. Mm. No one cares about that. And I feel like me, like, you know, I'm still listening to Pusha T, like, you know, I love him. like his, I love his music. But he's still rapping about, you know,
selling drugs.
It's like, brother,
he's the best to do it.
He's on the next generation now. The next generation listens to that.
It's like, you haven't done that, you know, it's probably been like 30 years, but hey, what do I know, bro? I'm just a multi-award winning artist.
I love that. I just quickly, last couple of things before we let you guys go. For us, bro, we, you know, the last, probably our last interview, we were somewhere else and we're trying to change with the times and we're here now. In terms of like the music industry, like what's going on? Like as artists, what do you feel is going on? I just feel like it's so hard to be a music artist right now. Maybe coming into the game, kind of starting, like where do you get song play? You have to make a TikTok. How do you establish an audience? I think New Zealand's such a, to our own detriment, we're such a nostalgic audience. We don't want to give new music a chance. We don't want to hop on a new vision and an artist might have for themselves. Like, I really, like, we want to go to the same concert every summer. And it's no slight to the OGs that have come up.
Yeah.
But it's. I feel like it's a worrying state when I look at things.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your guys' actual thoughts about the industry and music?
I feel like things have changed dramatically. Like the power of the internet is crazy now. There's so many different platforms and avenues in which you can connect with artists that you never could before. You know what I mean? People are learning how to market themselves better, I feel. I guess when we were coming out, it was like everyone wanted to get signed, you know? everyone wanted to be signed to a major. And now it's kind of like you want to have ownership. You want to earn your masters. You want to, I feel like Nip always did it the best day in terms of building a foundation, building your brand up, creating value in your brand. Because in creating value in your brand, it gives you leverage. In terms of when you do sit at those tables and you try to negotiate stuff, it's like, you just went on the pitch and this is what I built, this is what I achieved, these are the numbers I hit.
Totally.
But yeah, I feel like in this day and age, you don't really need a label. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. You can
do it all yourself, just from your bedroom.
Hit all the DSPs like Spotify, Apple. You can get like TuneCore and stuff like that. Just upload your music. They put it out on all those platforms. So it's like, really, all you're dealing with is, playlisting.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of connections and stuff like that.
You know that what you've just said scares the living daylight out of middle management, which is, you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole lot of people trying to justify their jobs right now in the radio industry. Yeah. And they look at what we're doing, and I'm guessing it's the same with music. Like, you guys can create what we've just heard. And you don't need that middle management. You don't need that ownership over the top of you saying, you know, claiming the clout. That's basically what they do. They go, well, look at these talented people. I'm making them do this.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore in the future, which is scary for some people.
To be honest, bro, it's like what we're doing is the same as what you guys have done. You know what I mean? You guys have created your own lane. And like, look at what you guys have achieved. Like, you know, you guys went out on a limb and I was like, yo, let's take a risk. Let's back ourselves. Let's do something that hasn't really been done, you know, on this side of the world even. Bro, you know?
Yeah.
It speaks for itself. Like, look how well you guys have done. And I feel like I love that shit. I love that energy. I love that.
I love that,
because, like, you know, for the same with us, it's like, you know, no one's monitoring what we're creating. No one's dictating our sound. We own all our masters. The whole creative process, marketing, that's all fueled by us. Like, we control that. And, you know, it's empowering. Sometimes maybe you might not have the industry connections to do certain things, but I feel like, you know, if you look at the numbers, you looked at what we've achieved and what 100%. We've done in our time being in the game on our own, it speaks for itself, you know?
Facts. And I think, like, not to make similarities with you guys, but, like, that's what we recognized and why we came in, why we think it's worked is because we understood where we were. People weren't being treated like they were smart or intelligent or like they had different things they wanted to express, like, or they could listen to something and hear themselves, the funnies, the thought-provoking. And that's like I feel like that's what's awesome about your music is you're going to have the conquers, but then you're going to say, well, here's something I haven't like told anyone, or here's it's okay to feel this, but it's across the best production too, and the best beats. So yeah, we're huge fans of what you're doing here, and we're looking forward to this rollout. Every 2 days, is it?
Yeah, every 2 days,
boy's
man.
Been cooking.
You know, like, you know, we're fighting against algorithms as well, but you know, the more and more the content is going to come out. If you don't catch the first drop, you'll catch the second. It'll make you run back, you know, the first drop. And 100%. That's how we're rolling. We're just, you know, straight innovative, guerrilla style, no rules, just doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it.
Where do we catch them? Oh, like, and every time one drops, where can we find it? Like, where is it going to be available?
Spotify, Apple.
All streaming services.
All streaming services, man. All streaming platforms. Follow us on Instagram, Sorted Music. And look out for all the posts, all the skits, all the music, all the visuals, all the reels, all the carousels, all that lingo, all that jibber jabber.
Just 100%. Before we wrap, I thought we got you a little bottle.
Oh, what? Oh, stop it!
Just to celebrate the 1 year, because we're coming up here. Like last night, I was like, damn, what these guys have achieved is actually like, you know, is just crazy. Because like, you know, obviously we know. Your guys' origins, where you guys came from in the space, and then, you know, you guys leaving that space and then creating this is just amazing, bro. So
bro, it's truly humbling. We look at you guys as superstars, bro. So this is.
We appreciate Shift
I'll take
Nation.
That off your hands there, brother.
Shift Nation, and all that, but
Shift Nation, if you're already fans of Swidit, please tap in the next month. They're about to give us a lot of music, and we've been waiting for it. We can't wait. If you don't know who they are,
legends.
Take our word for it. Amazing human beings who also happen to be rappers. Check it out, Swidit. Love it.
Swidit. Swidit. Hey.